Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. We are building a worldwide movement of friendship with Jesus and friendship with others. And I want to invite you to come and live this with us in some pretty spectacular places. Medjugorje, the Holy Land, and Poland. This spring and early summer, we have some fantastic pilgrimages. And I want to invite you to join us. All you have to do is go to our website, schooloffaith.com, click on pilgrimages, and you'll find all the information. But there's no better way to be reignited and inspired to live this way of life than by living it with others. Today we celebrate the conversion of St. Paul. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. As I said, today we celebrate that great moment when St. Paul met Jesus on the road to Damascus. Now, Paul, also known as Saul, was born in Tarsus, modern-day Turkey, around the year 8, which means he was likely in his mid-20s when Jesus died and rose from the dead. At that time, Paul was a devout Jew, so committed to his beliefs that he was determined to destroy Christianity before it gained momentum and spread. The Acts of the Apostles tells us that Paul, with letters of authority from the chief priests, was on his way to Damascus, where the new faith was taking root, and he was headed there to put an end to it before it spread, using imprisonment and violence if necessary. But suddenly, while on the road to Damascus, there came a light from heaven, and he fell to the ground, and he heard a voice saying, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" "Who are you, Lord?" he asked. And the voice answered, "I am Jesus, and you are persecuting me. Get up now and go into the city, and you will be told what you have to do." Struck blind, Paul was led by the hand to Damascus, where a Christian named Ananias laid hands on him and prayed. Immediately, it was as though scales fell away from the eyes of Saul, and he could see again. So, he was baptized. After he had spent only a few days with the disciples in Damascus, he began preaching in all the synagogues that Jesus is the Messiah. He is the Son of God. So, if Jesus is real and he is God, well then, That redefines everything. And after his encounter with Jesus, Paul completely transformed his life and became one of the church's most powerful missionaries, spreading Christianity throughout Turkey and to Greece and Italy and as far as Spain before his death. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. The Acts of the Apostles tells the story of the three missionary journeys of St. Paul. In the first, Paul, accompanied by Barnabas, traveled through central Turkey, building friendships and explaining that Jesus was the Messiah. That salvation comes from receiving the life of Jesus into one's soul by baptism and allowing Jesus to then live through us. Many Jews accepted this good news and received Christ. But other Jews saw Christianity as a threat, and so they pursued Paul relentlessly, trying to kill him at every turn. Therefore, we're told in Acts chapter 13, when they saw the crowds, the Jews, prompted by jealousy, used blasphemies and contradicted everything Paul said. Then Paul and Barnabas spoke out boldly. We had to proclaim the word of God to you first, but since you have rejected it, since you do not think yourselves worthy of eternal life, we must turn to the Gentiles. For this is what the Lord commanded us to do when he said, I have made you a light for the nations, so that my salvation may reach the ends of the earth. Then on his second journey, the Holy Spirit led Paul to Europe, first to Macedonia and then Greece, where he firmly established Christianity in cities like Philippi and Thessalonica and Corinth. And finally, during his third journey, Paul returned to many of the established communities, the churches in Turkey, and he continued to build up the new church in Greece, most notably through an extended stay in Ephesus. Finally, he was arrested, taken to Rome, and martyred, and he is buried in the church that bears his name, St. Paul, outside the walls. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As he was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. Few sufferings cut as deeply as watching a loved one turn away from Jesus in the Catholic Church, a rejection that often feels personal because our lives, well, they're bound to Christ. Paul knew this pain very well. He experienced rejection from his own people and understood the heartbreak of seeing those you love walk away from the faith. But Paul was indefatigable. Isn't that a great word? It means he never gave up, and neither should you. But we need a real strategy to help bring our loved ones back to Christ. So here are three crucial steps. First, prayer. Prayer for the conversion of our loved ones. Paul prayed for the conversion of the people he loved. In Colossians, he writes, "That will explain why, ever since the day I told you, I have never failed to pray for you. And what I ask God is that through perfect wisdom and spiritual understanding, you should reach the full knowledge of His will, so you will be able to lead the kind of life which the Lord expects of you, a life acceptable to Him in all its aspects, showing the results in all the good actions you do, and increasing your knowledge of God." So we should imitate Paul and pray for our loved ones by name every day, especially in the rosary. But the most powerful prayer is the holy sacrifice of the Mass. That is the prayer offered by Jesus, and it is infinite and all-powerful. So we should certainly offer Sunday Mass for the conversion of our loved ones. But let me suggest to you, going to an extra daily Mass every week, specifically for this intention of offering the infinite sacrifice of the Mass for the conversion of some loved one. There is no more effective means. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. The second step to really help the conversion of our loved ones is to offer sacrifices for them. Again, to the Colossians, Paul wrote, "It makes me happy to suffer for you, as I am suffering now, and in my own body to do what I can to make up all that still must be undergone by Christ for the sake of his body, the church." And there's a really easy way to do this. At the beginning of each day, pray the morning offering and offer it for the conversion of your loved ones by name. Say something like, "Father, I give you my prayer, work, joy, and suffering of this day, and I unite it to the holy sacrifice of the Mass, and I offer it for so-and-so." Then, and this is amazing, then everything you do that day is united to the infinite intercession of Christ and offered for the conversion of those loved ones. But then it's good throughout the day to renew that offering by accepting what you did not choose, do not like, and cannot change, and to offer it up for their conversion, and offer it by name. "Lord, I accept this or that for so-and-so," or "I do this for the conversion of so-and-so." We waste so many opportunities every day. I was really sick toward the end of December into the first part of January. And I don't remember offering any of it for loved ones. What a waste. Teresa, you were sick this whole week. Terrible flu. Did you offer any of that up specifically for the conversion of loved ones when you were worshiping the porcelain god?
It's the best time to do it.
But I waste so many opportunities. Now, I'm not looking for the Lord to send me more opportunities, but I need to stop wasting the ones I have. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. The third step is to build a bridge of friendship. Remember this principle. People come to God through other people. Paul knew this and built deep friendships with Barnabas, Timothy, Titus, Silas, and many others. Now, you may not be the person who brings your son or daughter or some loved one back to Christ in the church, but you certainly don't want to be a roadblock. You want to be a bridge. And that bridge is friendship. And what does friendship take? It takes time, spending time together. So that means it's our job to invite them to do good things together. Prepare a meal or dessert. Invite them to take a walk or some good activity. And here's the most important part. Be genuinely interested in them. Learn what they're doing. Learn what they like. Ask what they desire. And then delight in them. And make them know and feel that you really do think the world is a better place just because they're in it. And find all kinds of ways to say this to them by words and actions. It is good that you exist. How wonderful you are. And why do we need to do this? Because people can't believe an invisible God loves them unconditionally if the people they can see don't love them unconditionally. So we need to build this bridge to God by demonstrating to our loved ones that we really know them. We love them unconditionally. We care for them. And we actually delight in them. Now, do all three steps of praying by name, offering sacrifice, and building this bridge of friendship over and over and over, and never give up. And finally, have confidence that God will break open their hearts and they will receive the love of God. Have confidence and never give up. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, what struck you with this great event of Paul's conversion?
I was, you know, we've heard this story so many times, and this is what I find incredible about meditation. I was caught by something that I've never thought about in that story before, which is Saul is struck blind, and he has this conversion, but he's not just, God doesn't just see that change of heart and then immediately cure him. Saul has to go find a Christian, and that Christian is the one who prays over him, and the scales fall from his eyes. So it is through God, but there's this innately human element in that conversion, not just in the conversion, but in the healing. And it made me really reflect on this fact that we think it's impractical that God does all of this through humans. We think, God, why not just go straight to God every single time? And we want to make things as streamlined as possible, as efficient as possible. But what God is actually doing is this really beautiful story of love, of individuality, of human connections. It's kind of like whenever people criticize the Lord of the Rings and they say, well, they could have flown on the eagles straight to Mordor. And you know why they didn't do that? Because it would have ruined this beautiful story of love,
yes.
of endurance, of faith, and all the brilliance that J.R.R. Tolkien had in mind for that yes. story. We look at God's story and we're like, we want to remove ourselves. We want to remove meaning. We want to remove connection.
Yes.
So that we can just be as efficient as possible. God, I feel bad right now. Why won't you just heal me right now?
Yes.
I've had my change of heart. Just heal me. Or, man, I want that person back in the church. Just fix them now. But there's so much more to the story. There's this human element. There's a love to it. And it's not just going to be that efficient. It's going to be lovely.
Wow, that's such a profound point, because based on what you just said, now we see why God doesn't go to Mary and say, hey, I want you to be my mother. He sends an angel.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, he doesn't need to necessarily to come into the world through Mary, but he wants her involvement
mm-hmm.
and Joseph's involvement.
Yeah.
And
he wants us to be involved with them as well.
Exactly. Yes. Why? Because it's love and it's beautiful.
Yeah. And we're constantly trying to cut away all these opportunities for trust, all these opportunities to just grow in pure friendship for the sake of efficiency. And what is efficiency? This is what it's for. It's for love. It's for the growth of the individual.
Yeah.
I saw a really great excerpt from something. I wish I could remember what it was from that made me really start thinking about this recently. And it was some great writer talking about buying envelopes. And he said, I've got to go buy envelopes. And his wife said, oh, well, you can order 100 online and you never have to worry about it for a long time. And he was like, well, that's ridiculous. Well, if I go buy envelopes, I'll have to go outside and I'll have to see so many faces and I'll get to see so many children in the street and I'll get to see all these lovely things on my way and there will be plenty of misadventures. And that's the living of it. And that's the beauty of it. And if I just buy it online, I lose all of that. He describes it like we are made to dance.
Yes.
And all of this is just stop dancing.
Yes.
But it made me think of that. Efficiency. And that is kind of where we get big questions of the faith. Why is it so inefficient?
Well, you're bringing up that it's the whole point of why the priest? Why the church? Why the sacraments? Why Mary? Why the saints? What's this whole thing about us offering up suffering? It's all about God the Father saying, hey, you're my children,
yeah.
and you get to participate. Yeah.
This is what living is. It's interesting. We're quietly kind of taking the meaning out of things, but it's beautiful that Saul goes to a Christian and God heals him through that person.
Yeah. And you're probably the only person who could relate that to buying envelopes.
I'll have to send you, I'll share with you that excerpt. It's really well written.
And the best part is you and I have a part to play in this dance, this drama as well.
And every listener, and we don't know what that thing is.
Oh no, we don't have any listeners.
It's just you and I in this room.
No, we don't have listeners. We have people who are praying and actively taking part and transforming the lives of others. Yeah. They're not just listeners.
Yeah. So we keep dancing. We keep buying envelopes. We keep praying over others.
Yes. What a beautiful life. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.